Good morning. Good morning. There we are. There we are. Good morning. Nice to see you all here and happy to be here and having fellowship. But we're going to start this service right now. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we give you praise and glory for another day. Another beautiful day, Lord, that we can celebrate, that we can gather in the freedoms we have in this country, in the freedoms that you have given us as Christians to worship you and to praise you. You are worthy of all praise and glory and honor, and we give you that, Lord, right now, this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified, that, Lord, you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us here this morning, that you would place within the hearts of those who may hear this message or those who are at home and those who are here a hunger and thirst for more of you. And I ask this and I give you praise in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Remind you that the cards are in front of you for prayer requests. You can fill those out, and when the announcement time comes, she will fill that out, and you can fill those out, and then Bonnie will ask the kids to gather them up. So, at this time, praise team.
All right. Please stand and sing with us. We'll start with "This Is Our God." Get it, brother.
Those walls are rubble now. Nothing can stand against the power of our God, almighty fortress.
Good morning, church. Good morning. So glad to see your smiling faces today. Thanks, Brock, for making the writing a little bit bigger. All right, let's get into what's happening. So August 25th, that's today. Experiencing God class starts today. Pastor Kenny, is it?
It's not. There's no.
Nobody signed up. Okay. So you can still sign up if you are interested. If God has laid it on your heart, maybe he's calling you to that, please let Pastor Kenny know. Let's see, where am I now? Tuesday, this Tuesday, Pastor Kenny will be leading us in prayer, 6:30 p.m. here at the church. Please join us. It is a wonderful time of fellowship and sharing each other and God. Friday night, there's the Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. Next Sunday, our apologetic class resumes, 8:45-ish. Yeah, you know, I cannot get here by 8:45. We are using the book Continuing to Make Sense out of Spirituality. There are books up here if you're interested. They have all the questions from the previous weeks in them, so you can catch up if you want. Please join us. It's great time of learning. Yes. September 9th, that will begin the Not a Fan study the week of September 9th. It's either Monday or Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. Okay, that has changed. We are looking to do Sunday right after church. Did you order books, Pastor?
No, yes, they will be here Wednesday.
The books will be here Wednesday. But we can still order more if we should need them. Please join us. The next ladies' breakfast is September 14th. That's a Saturday at Tammy's home, weather permitting. Tammy, are we not allowed at your house if it rains?
Well, there's just not a lot of room.
Yeah, there's. Well, we could go to the daycare. So if the weather doesn't permit, we will let them know it will be here. Okay. If it's raining, it'll be here at the church. Please bring a dish to pass and come enjoy fellowship and prayer. Sunday, the 15th, that is our CPR and first aid class. It's after the service here at the church. I believe we have one person with the kids. Do we still need another? All right, we still need somebody else to play and supervise the kids. Victoria is willing. She's already trained, CPR trained. If you're interested, please let Tammy know. We're going to have a quick and easy lunch before class. And we ask that anybody involved in children's ministry please attend. We need to know how to handle the emergencies that come up with our littles. The next day of hope is September 16th. That is a Monday. 2 p.m. here at the church. If you would like to serve, we would love to have you join us. Let's see. We have a couple of opportunities for church work days. The first one is September 21st. That's a Saturday. And the next one would be October 5th, also a Saturday. This is God's building, God's house. We are called to be good stewards of it. So please join us, one or the other, or both, if you're able, to have some fun while we take care of what needs to be done. On the October 5th, the Scouts will also be here. They are amazingly hard workers. So please try to make one of those days. And September 28th is worship night. Yes.
I've got some details coming now. Not just soon. So let's see. On September 28th, we're going to be doing a worship night and barbecue. So we're going to have some pulled pork, hot dogs, and that'll be down at the pavilion downtown by the car wash. I don't want there to be. There was some confusion when I said the pavilion, so I want to make sure that's said. If you guys could bring chairs, just to make sure that you guys have seats. I'm also looking for people who would be interested in bringing side dishes or helping with setup, tear down, those kinds of things. The other important thing to say is invite people, because we're trying to make this thing as big as it can be.
Trying to run out of food.
Trying to run out of food. That's kind of the way to say it. Trying to have as many people come and experience the church, Big C. We've got musicians from all over the place. We got some from Pinckney. Got some. It's gonna be us. We got Chelsea. Who else we got?
Possibly from Clark Lake.
From Clark Lake as well. Just all over the place. And it's gonna be a good opportunity to get together as the body of Christ and worship. And we're gonna do a couple hours of. We're gonna have a bounce house there for the kids. A couple hours of food and fellowship, and then a couple hours of worship. It'll be a nice long block to get together with people. Let's see.
Other start time on that?
Start time will be, dinner will be at 4 o'clock. 4
cool.
o'clock in the afternoon. We'll do 4 to 6, dinner and fellowship, and then 6 o'clock we'll start our worship. And, it's going to be, it's coming together right now, and I'm very excited. We've got, if anybody has any other ideas to help make this thing top-notch, please see me. If you want to volunteer, please see me. Other than that, I think that's it.
Very cool.
And I'll be reminding you probably every week. So.
All right. Lots and lots of stuff going on. I need help. I know. Y'all know that. Yes, Dawn. Snack list will be coming around if you want to sign up for that.
And the other thing is we need a lot more volunteers for children's ministry.
That's what I was going to announce. So, see, we're on the same page.
We're lacking some, so.
Yep. So what we need is, I don't know if you know, but we have a teen class starting up first week of September. Jessica's going to be leading the sixth. No, I think we're going to do by ages, like 11 and up to 18 through the class. They're going to be taking Experiencing God for Teens. I'm super excited about that. But along with that, Jess is going to teach it every week, but she will need a helper each week to sit with her. So that would be 4 helpers, possibly 5 for the 5th week. I am down 3 nursery workers to fill out that particular ministry. Because Jess is taking over the teen class, we are down a teacher position in the preschool. And I also need one helper assistant for junior church. So there's needs in the children's ministry for us to be able to minister to the church, our future church. We need some help. So if you are interested or want to know more about what that entails, it is a one-year commitment. After that year, if you're like, this isn't where I need to be, you just let us know. You're no longer serving for life in a ministry like we used to. Yes, so please see me if you're willing to help. We could really use some helping hands. All right. It is now time to check in. I will. That'll be after we check in. I'm sorry, Brock. I'm messing up your mojo. Can't help it. Yeah, well, you know, I fly by the seat of my pants. If you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. The printer is in action. It was printing our labels. So we are moving towards getting where we need to be. Please check yourselves into attendance and your children into their classrooms. And I need some lovely assistance. Do I have any assistants willing to help me this morning? I see one. Anybody else? All right. Thank you, guys. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, the kiddos will pick them up.
Good morning. Obviously, Jamie's not here, so I'm going to try to fill in for her because I forgot to ask Evan if he would do it. So Tracy has a prayer request, or she's thankful for the marriage of her son, Joel, yesterday, and pray that they would look to God. Steve has a prayer request here for continued prayer for Candy, for healing, prayer for Bailey, starting a new year of college. I forgot about that, yes. Mindy's praying for me. I threw my back out Tuesday, didn't know whether I was getting out of the car to get in here or not. Chiropractic appointments, and then I pulled a muscle in the back of my leg on Saturday last. And then Friday night, I tried to run and really messed my leg up. So my foot's twice the size it needs to be. So keep me in your prayers. That's up here as well. Cindy Van Tyme is not doing well. She's sick, so I want to keep her in your prayers. And Jan and Dean have one for sister-in-law Debbie having open-heart surgery tomorrow. Right? So I want to keep her in your prayers as well. Would you join me this morning in praying over these? Father, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We again, Lord, praise you that we're able to gather here as the church. And Lord, we cry out to you this morning for healing for Cindy. We pray, Lord, that you would help her to get home safely and that you would be with her. We pray for Susan, Lord. Roseanne's sister, I don't know how I missed one earlier, Lord, but pray for her, Lord, for strength, that you would help the truth, Lord, your truth to be known to her. We pray for me, Lord. We just ask that you would help my back to get healed, my leg to get healed as well, Lord. We lift Candy to you this morning, Lord. We pray for healing for her. We pray, Lord, you'd be with Bailey, that you would bless her, Lord, as she starts this new year, that you would give her a peace that passes all understanding. We pray for Joel, Lord, and his wife, that they would look to God for all their answers. We're thankful, Lord, for the marriage. We praise you for that, Lord, for the gift of marriage. We lift Debbie to you this morning, Lord, and we pray for this surgery that's going to take place tomorrow, that you would be involved in every bit of it. We thank you, Lord, for the healings and for the blessings that you give us, Lord. Continue to guide us and strengthen us as your church. In Jesus' name, amen. I do have one other praise. I communicated with my friend Roger. He is doing, he said, fabulously. He's feeling really well. He's still on restrictions because they have to wait for his sternum to heal. But he is doing really well, and he wanted to thank everybody for their prayers and continued prayer. Yes, we need to keep Jessica's family. Arnie did go to be with the Lord, so keep them in your prayers as well. I'm sorry, Terry. Oh, yeah, 51 years for Terry and Linda. Terry and Linda Lape, 51 years. Wow. Happy anniversary, indeed. Happy anniversary. God is good.
All right. That's great. I only hope I make it that long. But anyway, please stand with us, and we'll continue praising God.
Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your your love, oh Lord, justice to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Your justice flows like the ocean side. I will lift my eyes to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness matches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Oh. Your justice flows like the ocean side. I will lift my eyes to worship you, my King. I will find my strength in the shadow.
Volunteers for offering?
No, I didn't
ask for them. I'm sorry. That's okay. So I would love two volunteers from the children to do the offering today. Do I have two? I see somebody slinking down real low, so he's number one. And then I need a second person. Would you like to, Willow? Would you like to help with offering? Emmett, can I have you come forward, please? We'll pray, and then I'll give you these plates, and you can pass them around like you do. Okay, dear God, we want to thank you, first of all. I thank you for these two volunteers. They are going to be your future workers in the church, dear God, and we thank you for them. We also want to thank you for the blessings that you've given to us financially, dear God. And we're more than pleased to give you a portion of what you originally gave us in the first place. Dear God, may we use this money to your glory. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
I think there's more. Is this side good? Oh, I think there might be some... Okay, they're learning. It's good. So come forward. I might even like, can we sit down? Church family. We care about you. We care about you, Brody. Did you know that? Yeah, you know it. I know that smile. I love it. And you too, little Eli. We love you too. And you guys, we in this church body, we love you. God loves you. He cares about the things in your life that you worry about. And there's a tree. We have Thomas the Train, I think, don't we? So I'm just going to pray real quick before we go to our classes. Dear God, I want to thank you for each one of these children. And I want you guys to know that God cares about the things going on in your life. Maybe it's a struggle at school. Maybe it's maybe you're fighting with your brother or sister. Maybe it's your mom and dad that you're worried about. Or maybe it's somebody that's sick in your family. God cares about those things in your life. And we care about those as well. God cares about the hairs on your head. He cares about your feelings. He cares about your anxiousness and the things that you are fearful of. I just pray that you would learn the love of Jesus. I pray that you would know that we love you. And I pray that you would seek God and pray to him when there's things within your life where you need him. Dear God, we are so blessed to have each one of you here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thanks. You guys can go to your classes.
Please stand with us.
Thank you.
We all need a little God. We need a little of God. We have a huge, big God that encompasses all that we can think of. I think that sometimes we want a little God. And we don't want all of Him. We need Him. I need Him desperately, each and every day. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. What's in your hearts? Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank You again and again for Your mercy and grace, for Your love of us that knows no bounds, the depths of which we do not understand nor can we comprehend, that You would give Your one and only Son to us, for us, Lord, that He would become sin on our behalf. Thank You, Lord, for the gift of reconciliation, for the life given and the blood shed. Thank You, Lord, for the fellowship we have here. Thank You, Lord, for the food we're about to partake in. Thank You, Lord, for being our God and our Savior and our King. We love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.